Crystal River Elementary 4th grade students and Ms. Hamilton and Mrs. McMichael's reading group wrote this I Believe essays because we want the public to hear our opinions.
I believe in adventure. Many people don't realize that adventures could be anything. Even going on a small hike with your family is an adventure just waiting to happen. Hurry up, I moaned as my mom set down another bag on the velvety floor of the car trunk. I'm working on it, Carissa. I could tell she was mad. I hopped into my seat and buckled my seatbelt. Soon we were driving by the green landscape filled with blooming flowers and the white fluffy fur of bighorn sheep. We got to the campsite just an hour before dinner. My brother pulled out his toy trucks and started rolling them across the flat landscape. Vroom, 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 I kept hearing as I started exploring the campsite. But then I heard something else too, the faint noise of water running. I looked back at my brother thinking, he's probably too busy playing with his trucks anyways. I quickly started walking towards the faint noise. There was a small cliff that overlooked a rocky beach with the roots from an enormous tree that plunged into the ground. I slid down the cliff until I felt the smooth rocks under my feet. I ran alongside the small river until I couldn't see the campsite anymore. I slid my feet into the stream and wiggled my toes watching the small minnows pass. I closed my eyes enjoying the silence until I heard my mom shouting my name with a worried tone in her voice. Carissa! I quickly slipped back on my sandals and ran back to the campsite, nearly falling in the water slash killing myself. Where in the world were you? I told her the whole story as she was making dinner. I ate my dinner fast because I knew we were going to have s'mores after dinner. And right as I was taking my last bite, my mom told me the saddest news. Or at least that's what I thought. We are not able to use the campfire this season because it's really dry and we could start a wildfire very easily, so we can't have s'mores, I shouted, interrupting her. I was going to say, she started giving me the stink eye, we have to have cold s'mores. I sighed with relief. Oh, thank goodness. I cannot live without s'mores. We all laughed as we bit into cold s'mores. This is just one of the many times where I have experienced a great adventure. I also believe in adventure because it's not very often you get to visit a national wilderness camp or go to another state. But it could also be something small like going on a hike. For example, you can find adventure even in simple places. I remember when we went to the beach one time and I chased the waves for so long that I couldn't feel my feet. I realize that your heart is in charge and you can choose which path you take. For example, you can sit and watch TV all the time or do something like an amazing adventure.
This has been a collaboration between Crystal River Elementary School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.